Mike Speaker of the International Sugar Beet Institute and the Sugar Beet Growers Magazine. What are those four games they play before March Madness begins? I can't remember.
The first four play-in games, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Dayton, Ohio.
Play-in, that's what it is. Yeah. Yep. So that's tonight, and everybody's all revved up for that.
That's their nice way of saying you're in the tournament, but you're not.
Yeah,
I think is what they're getting at, yeah.
Good luck on getting in.
Yeah.
We sure hope the Bison do well. And, you know, they're on a roll.
Yeah. They ended the season okay, and then they went on a run in the Summit League tournament, and I think they're on fire. I think I saw they were 5-point favorites coming into tonight, so hopefully that's true.
All right. Well, let's cheer them on and go Bison.
That's right.
For sure.
Bring on Duke.
You bet. Let's go for number one.
That's right.
Yep. Take on the national champions. So, all righty. Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what you do. You are with the Sugar Beet Growers Magazine, but that's not all you could do there.
No. I started out with the Sugar Beet Grower Magazine about 3 years ago now, and that's been running really smooth. And actually, we're kind of branching out now. You know, the print thing is doing its job, and print isn't thriving in these times, I guess you could say. But our magazine is doing really well.
Certainly, but you have a captive audience, so I mean, it's for sugar beet growers,
yeah.
And every sugar beet grower gets this magazine.
Right. Yeah, we're a super targeted audience, so.
Yeah.
There's really no other way to get your sugar beet magazine or your sugar beet news than the magazine. So, it's a really good avenue, and we've been doing really well with it the last couple of years. And we do a lot of stuff online. We're published 6 times a year, but online we're posting sugar beet news updates from the Red River Valley and the hot spots out in Idaho and Michigan and everywhere. So we try to stay up with everything all year long, not just those six times a year.
Yeah, and so to fill in the gap, you kind of become web developers for ag companies.
Yeah, a little bit. So to put, in a couple words, we build websites, but, as a writer myself and photographer, we can help out with different PR or, photography editorial needs. And our company is really good with search engine optimizing, meaning, your Google ranking. We can target different keywords and get your business up in Google where you need it to perform at. And we just launched a couple months ago, and that's really taken off. I think we've built 8 websites for 8 companies, and on the grain side, the sugar beet side, obviously, canola, sunflower, we're kind of into a little bit of everything here so far, so it's kind of a cool deal.
All right, and the group, the company that publishes the Sugar Beet Magazine, also publishes the National Sunflower Association Magazine.
That's right. Prints it, I should say.
Oh, prints it. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my magazine is owned by Form Communications, and then the Form Communications Printing prints the Sunflower Magazine, which is my predecessor, Don Lillibull. He still runs that one. So
yeah, okay.
Yep, kind of a connection there.
Yeah. Concordia and Don Lillibull go hand in hand.
That's right. Yeah, and my wife went to Concordia there too. So.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
So back to sugar beet news. You were down in Scottsdale, Arizona at the American Sugar Beet Growers Convention.
Yeah.
What's the front burner issues for sugar beet producers?
There's always something, it seems like. There's always... right now, it's the labeling. They're just trying to, with the biotech labeling, they're just trying to get that ironed out. And I think we have, for the most part. We've got a really good team down in Washington. Other commodity groups say that sugar, we're kind of the little guys in a sense. We're a minority crop. The sugar beets are, but we've got a team down in Washington that fights like no other. So
yeah.
I think things are going really good down there. It seems like. Things are heading in the right direction compared to what we were facing a couple years ago.
Thank you, Luther Marquardt and Philip Hayes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, these guys are. And the guy who works with them, Don Calasico, is he's going to be on Farm Talk here in about an hour. So.
Okay. Yeah, and he was speaking here earlier today, and he'll be back tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah. Were you able to go to his speech?
I wasn't today. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll ask him what he said.
Yeah.
He is kind of the boots on the ground when it comes to sugar policy in D.C. I know Luther and Philip and the ASA, American Sugar Alliance, do a lot of work there in D.C., but he's developed a tremendous amount of programs in his government time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just quite the, boots on the ground when it comes to programs.
Yeah. I know Dwayne with the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association, he's really excited to have him this year. He kind of made the connection to get him out here this year, so I know he was really excited to have him here at the ISBI show.
All right. Okay, so sugar beet growers, if you're not here today, most sugar beet growers are here. We'd say the bulk of the sugar beet producers are here.
Yeah, yeah, we've had a really good turnout today. You know, I was talking earlier, I hope with the good turnout today, I hope everybody didn't show up today, and hopefully people still come out tomorrow too. We're open, the doors are open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, so I want everybody to come out as well.
Yeah, and tomorrow, got another breakfast for everybody?
Free breakfast, free parking, free admission, and that free hot dog lunch. There's really no excuse not to come out.
I mean, you make money coming to the Sugar Beet,
yeah.
The ISI, International Sugar Beet Institute.
We should maybe promote that to the students at NDSU, the free breakfast and the,
yes.
and the free lunch, and really pack the place.
Better than food service, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And free Beta Seeds got free popcorn and just a whole... And here we are at the Ses Vanderhoff booth,
yep.
And they have some... goodies, including if you want a pro GMO sticker, stop by the Ses Vanderhoff booth. They have that.
Yeah, yeah, I got mine.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about what the sugar beet news is all about. In addition to like sugar policy, which that's a continual education process. It's like talking about GMO. We got to keep reminding the public that sugar policy is a no-cost public policy.
Well, not only the public, but the new folks down in Washington, D.C., because they're not familiar, a lot of them aren't familiar with agriculture as a whole, let alone sugar beet. So we constantly have to remind them that, like you said, our policy, it's been working for us, it's been working for the growers, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything.
Yeah.
So it's just that continual effort to keep reminding the public, Washington, that what our deal is, and it's been working out for the growers for many years, and it will. Down at the ASGA meeting, I think they said for the next 10 years, they're not projected to cost taxpayers anything. So it's a really good thing we got going on.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll, no matter where I go, it seems to be there's people, whether it's in walking through a store in Fargo or, in some of the national farm shows to go to, if you're around town in a major metropolitan area, people are just, they're filled with misinformation.
Yep.
It's very important for all everybody involved in agriculture to get out there and hey, wear your pro GMO sticker and when people come up and confront you, say something.
Yeah. Yep. I was talking to just going back to the education with the public. I was talking to a gal the other day and talking about canola oil and how that's a healthier option. And she was like, canola, that's GMO. How can that be healthy? And it's just like, that was just mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
Like that somebody thought non-GMO was not healthy. So, yeah, there's a lot of education that needs to be done out there.
Yeah, continually. So,
yes.
All right. Well, again, that's a function of the Sugar Beet Grower magazine.
Yep.
Is there a way for a non-sugar beet grower to kind of, other than the website, to get a sample of what you do?
Absolutely. It's a free publication. So if you head over to sugarpub.com, sugarpub.com, there's a subscribe tab. Just fill out the information. We'll get it sent off to you. And while you're there, we've got a weekly newsletter, email newsletter that goes out. So that's just full of nothing but sugar beet news that we collect throughout the week. And that's free as well. So sign up for that, too.
All right. And that's all there is to it. No cost?
Nope. No cost, just like the sugar policy.
Yeah.
Our magazine is no cost to the grower. So.
All right. Yeah, awesome. Well, everybody's here, the growers, the people involved in the industry. You mentioned Dwayne Motz of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers. He's here. Don Colasico's here. Dan Colasico from American Sugar Association. I see Jason Winter of Advanced Trading's walking around. So everybody's here today.
Everybody's here. Even you, Mick.
Yeah,
we're glad to have you here.
And we'll be here again tomorrow.
Perfect. So, perfect.
All right. Mike Speaker, thank you very much. We wish you continued success with the Sugar Beet Grower magazine and a lot of success this summer. You're going to be racing now, what, 4 nights a week?
Something like that. Yeah, I've been doing that the last couple of years, the dirt track racing around here.
Yeah.
Yep. Big. I grew up going to that, and I do some reporting for the racetracks around here, Fargo and Glendon. And so, yeah, we'll be back at it here in May, I think. So
there's quite the, not controversy, but big headlines. Glendon on a Sunday night, everybody coming back home from the lakes, they're going to drive by the Buffalo River Speedway in Glendon, and it's going to be quiet.
Yeah, yeah. The Buffalo River Race Park, that's going to be racing. They're going to be racing Saturday nights now. First time since, I think the place opened in 1955. They've been racing Sunday nights, but we're going to be Saturday this year. And I think it'll be a good change. It'll give, not all of us are lake people, so it'll give, people another weekend night to race out here in the FM area. So I think it'll be a good change.
And what's happening Sunday night?
Lisbon will be running. They've been running Sundays the last couple of years, and they'll be having the lone Sunday night program around here. So, and then we'll have Red River Rally Speedway at the fairgrounds here in West Fargo running on Friday night. It's a full weekend, no matter which way you look at it.
It's going to be a racing summer for sure.
Doesn't get much better for me.
We wish you lots of luck in that, and again, thanks for being on the radio today.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You bet. Mike Speaker of the Sugar Beet Grower Magazine, International Sugar Beet Institute.